Today's daf is Krisos Daf Zayin. We are about 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis. Amar Rab Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rab Shimon Chasida. So the primary topic of yesterday's daf was the Ketores. We saw the parsha of Pitam HaKetores, and we also saw that although in Pitam HaKetores we list 11 Samamonim that made up the Ketores, in addition to some of the other Samamonim that were there, not because they are Samamonim Be'etzim, but they were there to serve a specific purpose. But in the Torah only mentions four. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, the pasuk that mentions the Samamonic Torah is in Parshas Kisiso. Hashem tells Moshe, Kach lecha Samim, what are the Samim? Natav Ushcheles Vechelbina Ulevoyna Zaka. So in the Torah, it's four. In the Braisa, in the Torah Shebal Peh, in the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it was 11. One of the four, one of the 11, is the Chelbina. Says the Gemara, Amar Rab Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rab Shimon Chasida, Kol Tainus She'im Bo Mipo Yishe Yisrael, Einoi Tainus, anytime the Yidin fast, and they're fasting because they're doing tshuva, because of some sort of gzera, or because it's a Tainus Tzibur, but none of the Poishe Yisrael participated in the fast. None of the Rishoyim participated in the fast. Said Rab Chana Bar Bizna, the name Rab Shimon Chasida, it's not going to be considered a Tainus. How do you know that? Shari Chelbana Recha Ra Umana HaKosuv from Samamani Ketores, because the Chelbana was a spice that had a bad odor. It smelled bad, and at the same time, it was one of the Samamani Ketores. So just like the Samamani Ketores had to have Chelbana, so too, anytime you want Ritzoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have Chelbana. The Rishon have to be included. So whereas you would have thought that they're Poshe Yisrael, these people are Rishon, who would want them, and why do they matter? You see from the Ketores a tremendous Musar. You see a Musar in the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, that even the Poshe Yisrael matter, even the Rishayim, and just like there was Chelbana in the Ketores, so too, anytime Klal Yisrael wants Ritzoy, the mushal that the Gemara gives is Tainus. But the Nimshal is anytime the Yidden are coming together, they're banding as brothers, and they're looking for Ritzoy, it's not enough that the Chasheva people be included in this Aguda. But you need that every single Yid, even the Poshe Yisrael, should be included. Abaya said that what Rab Chana Bar Bizna, the neighbor of Shem Chasida, learned from the Ketores, I think is really a Mefurish Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Amos, Haboyne Bashamayim Maloysov, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sa Hashem is Bashamayim, Va'agudasoy Al Eretz Yesoda, Hakoyre Lemei Hayam, Va'yishbechem Al Pnei Yoras Hashem Shemoy. Sa HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipresent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. And the Pasuk says, Va'agudasoy Al Eretz Yesoda, Aguda is a Lashon of Achdos, so it's only when Klal Yisrael is ba'achdos that the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest. We'll see a lot more about this later. Vasach b'shem ha'mishka. So the Mishka, when it was going through the 36 Chayvi Krisvos, so one of them is someone who smears himself with the shemen ha'mishka. Zach the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Vasach b'shem ha'mishka, the behem of the kelim potter. If somebody would be sach b'shem ha'mishka, but he wouldn't do it on himself, but rather he would smear from the shemen ha'mishka on a behema or on kelim. Says the b'raisa potter. If somebody would smear from the Shemen HaMishcha on a non-Jew or on a dead person, also Pater. Bishlam Yabeva for Kalim. I understand why Behema and Kalim is Pater. The Pasuk says, Absar Adam Lo Yisach. And it has to be someone that's considered in Adam. Ubehem of a Kalim Lav Adam Ninu. Mesim Nami Pater. I understand where somebody who smears the Shemen HaMishcha on a Mace is Pater. They give him the Mace, Loy, Mace, Mikri, Vilav Adam. Because when a person dies, he's called a Mace. He's not called Adam. Again, it says, Absar Adam, Lo Yisach, Eloiv, the Kechav, Mamai Pater, Ha Adam Ninu. Isn't a non-Jew considered in Adam? Says the Gemara, what everybody knows, no. Loye. The Pasuk says in Yecheskel, the Atein Tsoini, Tsoin Marisi, Adam Atem. And we learn from there, Atem, Kruyam Adam, the Ein Ha'ov, the Kechavim, Kruyam Adam. So the same Pasuk, Absar Adam La Yisach, that's Memait Behema, Vekalim, Vemes, is also Memait, a non Jew. What do you mean? A non Jew is not a Behema, he's not a Kaili, and he's alive. That's true. But the Novi Yecheskel described Klal Yisrael, Atem, Adam, and we learn from there, Atem Kruyam Adam, the Eino, if they Kechavim Kruyam Adam. How could you say that? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Venefesh Adam, Shisha Asar Elef? This is a Pasuk that's describing the Anshei Midian. So after the Yidden fought against Midian, and they took the Biza with them, so included in the Biza were slaves. V'nefesh Adam, shisha asar elef. There were 16,000 people. Now, these weren't Jews. And the Torah refers to them as Adam. So the Gemara says, Ahula fukemi behema. The reason the Torah used the word Adam, we're just using the word loosely. Because really, in the context of that pasuk, the pasuk describes the biza that were behemas, and then the biza that were humans. So to contrast between the behemas and the humans, we use the word Adam. But really, in a perfect sense, in a literal sense, the word Adam should not have been used. Because Atem Kriyim Adam, Vein Oivde Kechavim Kriyim Adam. Vaksipa, the Gemara says, is another pasuk. Yoina Perik Dalit. Vanilo Yochos Al Ninve Yoira Gdoila Shayesh Baharbe Mishnei Mesre Riba Yadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yoina. But the point is that you see that the Anshe Ninve were referred to as Adam, even though they weren't Jews. The Gemara says there too, Ahuda Fuke Behema, because the pasuk over there talks about all the behemoths that they had in Ninveh as well. So again, to contrast between Adam and Behema, we use the word Adam, but really in a perfect sense, only Atem Kruyim Adam. So again, the halacha is that you're not allowed to smear with the Shemen HaMishcha. Stating that, we have a brisa. The brisa says that if someone is Sach Behema, Kalin, a mace, or an Oivik Echavim, he's going to be Potter. He's not going to be chayiv. There's not going to be a chi of karis. How do you know that? It's all learned out from the same word. Al besar adam lo yisach. Adam means not a behema, not a keli, not a mace. It also means not an non-Jew. Iba yaseim, the Gemara says, kidiktoni tanakameh, the Rabbi Lazar, kol sheyeshna besach, yeshna beval yisach. V'chol she'ene besach, eina beval yisach. Really, from the word Adam, we can only be memayit behema v'keil of a mitz. And you can't be memayit no v'kichavim, because no v'kichavim is considered Adam. Like you see the pasuk by Midyan, and like you see the pasuk by the Anshe Ninveh. Ah, if that's the case, why is that if somebody sach on a non-Jew, he's going to be potter? It's not because of the word Adam, but rather the reason he's going to be Potter is because there's a hekish, as the Gemara is going to say later in the sugya, between one who's not allowed to be sach b'shemen ha-mishcha and on whom you're not allowed to be sach b'shemen ha-mishcha. And just like the Azara, to not be sach b'shemen ha-mishcha obviously doesn't relate to a non-Jew, because the Torah and the mitzvahs were given to Yidden, they weren't given to non-Jews. It's not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. It's for that reason kol she'enoi b'bal yisach enoi b'bal sach. The two are related to each other. Therefore, if someone's going to be sach on a non-Jew, he's going to be pot. It sounds like from this Gemara that there's an iba yisema, and there's at least one sad that what we know throughout Shas, Atem Kruyim Adam, the Ein Oiv de Kechavim Kruy Adam, could be that's not 100% true. In our Gemara, it seems to be a discussion. It seems to be a Shak Levatario. And although the Gemara in one teretz came out, Atem Kruyim Adam, the Ein Oiv de Kechavim Kruy Adam, and the Gemara was able to be Miyashiv, the Pasuk by Midyan, and the Pasuk by Minvei, but there was an Iba Yisema. And in the Iba Yisema, it sounds like really Oiv de Kechavim are called Adam. And the reason someone who smears Shemen HaMishcha on a non Jew is Potter, it's not because it says Al Psar Adam. Because really, Oiv Dei Kechavim are Kriyim Adam. Now, the truth is, there would be many implications of halacha. The most basic halacha that we learn out from Atem Kriyim Adam, Ve'ino Oiv Dei Kechavim Kriyim Adam, is the idea that a non-Jew is not Tomei Tomas Meis. Adam Kiyamos Ba'ayel, and we learn from there, Atem Kriyim Adam, Ve'ino Oiv Dei Kechavim Kriyim Adam. So according to the Iba Yisayim and our Gemara, is there a Manda Amar and Shas that's going to hold that Oiv Dei Kechavim are Metame Tomas Meis? Either way, that's not our sugya. Zok the Gemara, Tanya Idach, another brisa related to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the basic laws of the Isser to be Sach with the Shemen HaMishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Sach with the Shemen HaMishcha, Lebehem of the Kelim, Lo Oiv Dei Kechavim, Umeisim Potter. Now this brisa adds, Lo Melachim, Ule Koyanim, Rameh, Mechayev, Rabbi Yudu. What if somebody smears with the Shemen HaMishcha on Melachim and Koyanim? So there it's Machlech. Rameh said you're going to be Chayev, Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be Potter. Now, Melachim and Koyanim, I thought they're the ones that are supposed to get the Shemen HaMishcha. So we're talking about someone that already got the Shemen HaMishcha, and now you want to be Moisef. Now you're adding more. So do you say that being that this person's a melech, he's a kohen gadol, he anyways has a din to get the Shemen HaMishcha. See, even though I did it when I wasn't supposed to do it, but not on this person was the halacha said, al psar adam lo yisach. How do you know? Because this person once had the Shemen HaMishcha, or no. B'makam mitzvah and achinami, but shlo b'makam mitzvah, maybe there's going to be a problem. So Rameir says you're going to be chayv, Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be pot. Another shiloh, v'kama yosach v'yechayv. What's the shir? What's the shear? How much do you have to be sach with the Shemen HaMishcha in order to be chayiv kar? So Meya Omer Kolshu, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kezayas. Freita Gemara, how could Rabbi Yehuda say Kezayas? Didn't Rabbi Yehuda just say that for Malachim and Koyanim, you're Potter? And now he's telling me a shear Kezayas. So the Gemara clarifies, right? Omer Rabbi Yehuda Potter, ki Potter, Rabbi Yehuda got my Malachim and Koyanim. Got my head, you mechayiv. It's two separate machloikas. One machloikas is, are you chayiv if you're sach on the Koyan Gadol and on a melech shaloi b'makam mitzvah? The second machloikis is where there is an issa, wherever that's applicable, what's the shear? Is the shear a kezias or is the shear even a culture? Says the Gemara, Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda b'Maikop Miflagi. This second machloikis regarding the shear of Sach b'Shem Ramishcha, is it a mashu or is it a kezias? What is the reason for the machloikis? I'm Rabbi Yosef, a hoplik Rameyas, Rabbi Meir holds, it says, Al-Bsar Adam lo Yisach. Viksiv, and then the pasuk says Vashayite mimenu alzar. So first the pasuk mentions the loisase alpsar adam lo yisach, and then it says Vashayite mimenu alzar. You're going to be chayiv koris. Now notice the lashon hapasuk by the loisase is not the same as the lashon hapasuk by the chayiv koris. By the loisase it says alpsar adam lo yisach. The lashon is sicha. When it comes to the chayiv koris, it says Vashayite mimenu alzar. It's a lashon nesina. What's going to emerge from this gemara is that nesina means a davar chashuv. Nesina always suggests some level of chashiva. Sicha, I don't know, doesn't really suggest anything. So it says the gemara, Meir holds mas sicha kolshu af nesina kolshu. Being that sicha doesn't suggest any chashivas, nesina, even though usually in a vacuum you would think it means a nesina chashuva, but in this case, Va'ashayitem imenu is going behemshach to the loisaseh of Psar Adam Le'Yisach. So it's mashma, even a kolshu. Therefore, a mayor holds that you be chayiv koris for being sach b'shem and amishcha, even if it's a kolshu. You desover, no. Yalfina, nesina, da'alzar, minesina, da'alma. And ma, nesina, da'alma, just like nesina ordinarily means kezayis, af nesina, da'alzar, so too, nesina over here is going to mean kezayis. Avol sicha, le mimshach, malachim, lekein, and divriya kol kolshu. But as it relates to the mitzvah sicha, not the loisase of sicha, but the mitzvah of sicha, meaning where there's a mitzvah to do the sicha, everybody agrees, there's no hektish to nesina, and even Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree that the shir is going to be even a kolshu. So as it relates to the mitzvah sicha, everybody agrees it's going to be a kolshu. As it relates to the loisase as well, the question is, what about the karis? Does the karis also mean only kolshu, just like the Isser and the Mitzvah? Or do we say at the end of the day, the Torah used a different Lashon when it comes to the Karis? The Torah used the Lashon of Nesina, and Nesina always means a Nesina Chashuva. So Sot over here, it's going to mean a Nesina Chashuva. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, it might be Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda, Gabi Malachim HaKoyenim. There was a second Machlokes in Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. So the other Machlokes was if somebody did Sicha with the Shemen HaMishcha on a Melech or on the Kohen Gadol, who ordinarily have a din to get the Shemen HaMishcha. So they got the Shemen HaMishcha, and now, a week later, you're doing more. So the question is, are you going to be over, or are you not going to be over? So there too is a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. It says the Gemara, what's the beer in the machloikis? Rav Meir, Rav Meir holds, it says, Vashiyite mimenu alzor ksiv, umelech v'koyin hashazor min. Rav Meir says, it's going to be chayiv. Because what's the criteria for the Isser? It says clearly in the pasuk, if you're going to put it on a zar. Right now, the melech and the koyin are Zorin, even though when you did it, when it was mutter, they weren't Zorin, but right now they are. It's Masicha. So therefore, we say that they're going to be right now the Zor. But the definition of Zor, when it says Zor with regards to the Isser Karis, it means someone that was always a Zor. And they were not always a Zor. This is machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is really Lishi Tosk. What's this other machloikis? To the bride, a bas koyin, and this is the Yisrael, the achla the truma, a bas koyin who married Yisrael, and she ate truma. Now the halachas, if somebody eats truma, a zar, someone who's not allowed to eat truma, is chayv misa, misa b'dei shemayim, not karis, it's misa b'dei shemayim. But additionally, he also has to pay keren v'chaymish. So in the hilchas gzeila, in the chayish mishpat component, he has to add a chaymish. So someone that's a zar that eats truma has to pay a chaymish. The bride over here is discussing what about a bas koyin who married Yisrael. And she ate truma. A bas koyin that's married to Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. So the question is, if she ate truma, what's the halacha? Says the brisa, mishalemes as a keren, the ena mishalemes as a chaymish. She has to pay keren, but she doesn't pay chaymish. Additionally, umisasa b'sreifa, a bas koyin that's mezana gets reifa, ordinarily, a bas Yisrael that's married, that is mezana is chayv chenek. A bas koyin be'esh tisorif. This is like an absolute. If she married an apostle, then it's different. I mean, that's if she married a person that she was allowed to marry. But if she married an apostle, that lochis b'shalem is keren v'chaymish, u'misas v'chenek divrei rami. So the chachamim, the chachamim say, no, achazu v'achazu, mishalemes es ha-keren, ve'eino mishalemes es ha-chaymish, Umisrasa bisreifa, and you're going to be chayes reifa. The bottom line is, we have a nidoin over here, whether or not a bas koyin who marries a pasul, whether or not she could be chayev to pay the chaymish, or she cannot be chayev to pay the chaymish. What's the machloikis talian? The machloikis is, do you say that right now she's a czar, so if she's married to a pasul, right now she's going to have to pay the chaymish, or do you say that she's not going to be considered a czar? That machloikis Rameir, and the chachamim is l'shita sayu, with the machloikis Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, even though this is the chachamim, that was Rabbi Yehuda, we assume that the chachamim of this price is Rabbi Yehuda, the machloikis is l'shita sayu. Gufa, tani, tani, gamid, rabbi lozer, kol she yeshin besach, yeshna beval yisach, kol she ina besach, ina beval yisach. So we said earlier that there's one iser that says you're not allowed to do sicha, and the iser to do sicha is an iser on the Amar Rav Yosef. Let's skip a line. Amar Rav Yosef, machloikis ben asina shemen amishcha, u b'shinuya deshaninan, avon asina, the alma, divri akol b'kezayas. This machloikis that we have by us, with regards to the chi of chorus of shemen amishcha, that's only with regards to shemen amishcha, because over here, the smichos between the loisase and the chorus throws us off and says that maybe even though it says vashayitain, and vashayitain usually means an asina chashuva, maybe over here it doesn't mean an asina chashuva. Avol nesina da alma, as it relates to nesina ordinarily, divrei hakol b'kezayis, everyone agrees it's going to be a kezayis. What's an example of a nesina da alma? So an example is, it says in the Torah, they now put levoina on a minchas chayit. Rabbi Lassam Alavoy, you're not allowed to have Shemin Alavoyna on the Minchas Chayte. What's the shear? The shear would be Kazayas. Ordinarily, the shear would be Kazayas. Gufa, Tani, Tana Kame, the Rabbi was a Kosh Yeshab of Sach, Yeshab of Al Yisaf, Kosh Yeshab of Sach, Enoi, Beval Yisaf. So you're not allowed to be Sach B'Shemin Amishcha, and the Torah says, when you're not allowed to be Sach, Al Psar Adam Lo Yisach, it's not allowed to be on an Adam. So we say that what person, or on whom are you not allowed to be sach b'shemen amishcha? Only someone who himself is not allowed to do the sicha, are you going to be over if you do the sicha on him? Amale. So the Tana told us to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar told the Tana, shapa kamri, he's saying very good. You know why? Because it says in the Torah, lo yisach, with two yuds. Why did it say it with two yuds? So says the Gemara, lo yisach ksiv, v'kori bey lo yosach. Rashi says he moved one of the yuds into the middle of the pasuk. The point is that lo yisach, it shouldn't be smeared on you. Lo yosich, thou shalt not smear. We compare the two things. So if I'm someone who cannot smear, then the halach is, if you smear on me, you're going to be oyver. This was one of the makaris that the Gemara brought earlier in the sugya to the halacha, that if somebody's sach b'shemen amishcha on an oved kaychavim, he's going to be potter. Tani Reb Chananya kamei derovim. Minayin the Kohen Gadol shenot b'shemen amishcha shal roishoy v'nosan al b'nei meyav. How do you know if the Kohen Gadol took the shemen amishcha that was on his head? Right, it was put initially on his head, as we saw. So he took it from his head and he put it on his stomach. Minayin shu chayiv shenem al b'sar adam lo yisach. That even the Kohen Gadol himself is going to be chayiv. I am b'rishoinim whether this halacha is going according to Rabbi Yehuda earlier in the sugya or Rameir earlier in the sugya. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rav Rava, the Rav Ashi, Meishu, the other Tanya. Why is this different than the following price? So, Koyin Shesach B'Shem Shal Truma, Ben Bito Yisrael Misagoboy, Veinu Choshesh, a Koyin who was Sach B'Shemen, not Shemen HaMishcha, Shemen Shal Truma. So Shemen Shal Truma, only a Koyin is allowed to have anah from. So what if he smeared himself with Shemen Shal Truma, and now his grandson is playing with him, he's playing with his grandfather, but his grandfather has Shemen on him. And what's going to happen is the grandson, who's a Yisrael, because it's his daughter's son, is going to end up benefiting somehow from the Shemen Shal Truma. How do you know that that's okay? Says the Gemara, that the bottom line is it's okay. But what's the kasha? The kasha is that here you see the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to take from the Shemen HaMishcha and put it on his stomach. And here you see that a Yisrael is allowed to benefit from the Shemen Shal Truma. That's not the same thing. One is Shemen HaMishcha, one is Shemen Shal Truma. That's the Gemara says. I'm always told him, awesome. It says, Umesu boy ki yichalo lu ksefik. Even the chalolei ha'ischo. The iser to be nene from Truma is to be mechalo the Truma, to defile the Truma. Once the Kohen used it already, it's already considered mechul, even though he wasn't mechalo it in the literal sense, because he was allowed to use it. But once it was used, you can't use it again. But by Shemen HaMishcha Ksiv, Ki Nezer Alikov, Olav Shemen Mishcha Kayir Rachmano, Da Avagav Di Isay Olav Lo Yischol. The Pasuk says very clearly that even when it's on the head of the Kohen, it's still considered Shemen HaMishcha. So you see, it wasn't quote-unquote defiled, because it's still referred to by the Torah as Shemen HaMishcha, and it's for that reason, over there the halach is going to be that if somebody is Sach, b'shemen hamishcha, and then even the Kohen Gadol himself takes from the shemen hamishcha and he moves it around, it's going to be a problem. Weiter. Then we'll speak out some raid later. So going back to the Mishnah said in the beginning of the Masechta that if someone's over any one of the Lamed Vav Chayve Krisos, so what's the halacha? If he does it, b'mezid he's chayiv karis, v'al shegegasoi he's chayiv chatos, v'al loy hoida, and let's say he's not sure whether he did it b'shoigig or not, then he has to bring an Ashim Tali. And then the Mishnah said, chutz min ha-metama mikdash v'kadasha, with the exception of someone who is violates either Isser Tumas Mikdash or Isser Tumas Kadosh. It means he was Tomei Tumas Lagof and he either entered the Beis HaMikdash or he ate Kachem. Over there, being that the halach is Oyla V'yoyreid, so for some reason it's excluded from the aforementioned. Says the Gemara, when we said Chutzmi Tomei Mikdash V'Kadosh, I mean, my mapikle, what exactly are we coming to exclude it from? We're coming to exclude it from the Karis? We're coming to exclude it from Chatas? Or we come to exclude it from Ashram Tali. So the Gemara says it's very simple. We're coming to exclude it from Ashram Tali. Meaning, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh about two of the Lamed Vav Krisos Patoir that I mentioned in the first Mishnah. So obviously, you're not excluding it from Karas. Chatas, if you do a B'Shoigig, it's an Oilav Yoyrit, which means it's a Chatas. So what we're excluding it from is from Ashram Tali. Says the Gemara, V'Nisni Nami Chutz Misha Ava Olav Yemek Kippurim, She'ein Mevi Ashram Tali. If we're going to go down the road of who is not chayev ashem taloi, so why did we only mention Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav? Why didn't we also mention someone who did an avera and he has a suffix whether or not he was over this chayev krisos b'shoigig or not? Once Yom Kippur passes, the halach is he doesn't bring an ashem taloi anymore. And the reason is because even on the tzad that he did an avera, Yom Kippur was already mechaper. What about someone who knows for sure he had to bring the Karban Chatas and now Yom Kippur comes? These are sugyas later in the Masechta, Geshmak, the sugyas. But as it relates to Ashram Tali, it's very clear. If someone has a suffix, whether he did an Aveira, as a result, needs to bring an Ashram Tali, Yom Kippur passes, he doesn't bring it anymore. So if the Mishnah mentions Chutz Mitumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav as exceptions to the rule, Ahichi Timtza, where even though theoretically you would have thought you should be Chayv Ashram Tali, you're not going to be Chayv Ashram Tali. So why don't we mention also this halacha, Amar Ishlakish, Reishlakish says, Kiktani, this is talking about someone who did an Avera. He's Chayev. And even though you did the Avera, still you don't bring the Yashem Tali. Over all of Yom Kippurim, that's a Lechatas. Why not? Because Yom Kippur was Mechaper. The reason someone who was Chayev Yashem Tali and Yom Kippur passed doesn't bring an Yashem Tali anymore is not the same as why someone who has a suffix if he did Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh B'Shoigig, he doesn't bring an Yashem Tali. Someone who's not sure if he did Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh doesn't bring Yashem Tali, even though maybe he needs the kapara, because that's the halacha. Someone who's chayiv korban oil v'yoyrid misafik doesn't bring an ashram tali. As opposed to someone who's over all of Yom Kippur, the reason he doesn't bring an ashram tali is nothing to bring an ashram tali for anymore. Once Yom Kippur comes, Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan said a different teretz. The mevaet deka'amar ein Yom Kippurim mechaper. That had the Mishnah said that someone who was chayiv ashram tali and now Yom Kippur comes, he doesn't have to bring an ashram tali anymore, it would have been a little bit misleading. Or at the very least, the Mishnah would have had to been very wordy. You know why? Because Yom Kippur is not always mechaper. This is a very interesting Gemara coming up. Yom Kippur is not always mechaper. It's possible for a person to go through Yom Kippur and not get kapara. He can fast and he can stay in shul the whole davening. And he can still not get Yom Kippur. How's that? If he's mevaet. If he says, Ein Yom Kippur mechaper. Interesting. A person has to not just not say that. I think a person has to believe that Yom Kippur is mechaper as well. Some people, right, it's a chivas hamuna to believe that Yom Kippur is mechaper. But either way, Ein Yom Kippur mechaper. The boy, the hodabe basi Yom Kippurim, boy lasu yashem tali. If he would say that, and then after Yom Kippur he would do Averis, Yom Kippur wouldn't work for him, and as a result, he would have to bring the Ashram Tali. So it's for that reason we didn't mention it. We didn't mention it because even though it's true sometimes Yom Kippur is Mechaper and it's going to make the Chi of Ashram Tali go away, but that's not always going to work. It's not always going to work. Therefore, the Mishnah didn't mention it. Reish Lakish suffers. Why didn't Reish Lakish give Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz? He held Mevayinami Mechaper Le'Yom Kippurim. He didn't agree with Rabbi Yechna. He disagreed with the premise. He held there's no such thing as a person having Yom Kippur not being Mechaper. Bottom line is, we asked a question, a very subtle question. The Mishnah went through Lamed Vav Krisis. B'mezit karas b'shoygig chatas sofik shoygig asham tali chutz mitumas mikdash v'kodesh. And the Gemara asked an interesting question that if we're mentioning the chutz, we're mentioning an example of someone who you would have thought should have to bring an asham tali and doesn't bring an asham tali. What's the exception to that rule? Tumas mikdash v'kodesh. Why don't we mention any person once Yom Kippur comes? And the Gemara gave two terutzim. Rish Lakish's teretz was because that's fundamentally different. Yom Kippur means there's no avera anymore, so of course you don't bring an asham tali. We're discussing someone who maybe has an Aveira looming, it's always a suffix, but you maybe have the Aveira looming and still you don't bring the Asham Tali. Rabbi Yechon gave a different answer. Rabbi Yechon said, because if you would tell me Chutz Yom Kippur, you'd have to really read the fine print, because it would sound like Yom Kippur is always Mechaper. Yom Kippur is not always Mechaper. It's only Mechaper if you're not Mevayit. Why didn't Rish Lakish say Rabbi Yechon's Teretz? He could have said, because he likes his Teretz better. But Rish Lakish took on Rabbi Yechon head on. He said, because I disagree with your whole premise. Your whole Teretz is predicated on a Chiddush in Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for someone that's Mevayit. I disagree with that. I disagree with that. I think Yom Kippur is always mechaper. Says the Gemara, this very yesoidus thing of machloikis is Yom Kippur mechaper for someone that says, quote, ein yoyim ha-kippur mechaper. That guy, does he get kapara or not, is beplukta. It's really a machloikis, abaya and ravah. So this was a machloikis between Gedolei Amira, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and years later, Abaye and Rava, says the Gemara, it'll be in a slightly different context. Somebody says that I don't want my chatas to get kapara. He's chay the chatas, he brings the chatas, but a state of in cup, and he says, does he get kapara? I mean, does he have to bring another chatas? Abaye Omar, in a mechaperes. He's not getting kapara. Rava Omar, mechaperes, says the Gemara. Hey, chatam, they take the person would say, don't be makrav, it's a kuliyam, they plead, let me chres, everybody gives you, wouldn't get kapara. The chsiv, yakrav, but he's not even saying right on it. So it's poshut over here that he wouldn't get kapar. He says, no, bring it. Bring it. I'm making you das be my shliach. Go ahead and do it. But I don't want kapar. My says, either way, this machloik is Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Someone's inviting Yom Kippur. He says, I don't want Yom Kippur to be mechaper. Is the same machloik, says the Gemara, between Abaya and Rava. If someone says, I don't want my chatos to be mechaper. But the Gemara says, v'hada be Rava. Rava who said that if a person says, lo yischaper li chatosi, still he gets kapara, he was chayzer. How do you know he was chayzer? Because it's a mefurish abraisa. And really what the Gemara is going to say is that if it was a mefurish abraisa, it must be that Rava would not have said a halacha kineged a braisa. At the time he said his halacha, he probably didn't know the braisa, and then later he didn't know the braisa. But for sure, at some point, Rava was made aware of this braisa that we're about to mention, and if he knew the braisa, he for sure would have been chayzer. And usually when you have a hadabe Rava, the Gemara has specific information that Rava was chayzer. Right? You find hadabe Rava throughout Shas. So Rava throughout Shas had a before and after. Sarach Talmud, we have to understand this. But clear, you don't find Hadabe Abai. You find Hadabe Rava throughout Shas. Usually, we have a stira in Rava. Mar says Hadabe Rava. Here, there's no stira in Rava, but it's a brisa. So, come on, what's this brisa that for sure caused Rava to be chayzer? You would think that Yom Kippur is mechaper for someone that does tshuva and for someone that doesn't do tshuva. I mean, you have to do tshuva in order for Yom Kippur to be mechaper. Says the Gemara Vadin. You would think chatas v'asham is mechaper, but only if you do tshuva. So you would think, so too, Yom Kippur should only be mechaper if someone that does tshuva. The Gemara says, loy, no, that's not a good tushtel. You can't call me mamatzinu. You're going to have to do better than that. You know why? Because imam b'chatas v'ashen she mechaper on alamezik ha-shoigig. Chatas v'ashen is only mechaper on shoigig. Toim abiyem ha-kippurim she mechaper alamezik ha-shoigig. V'hoyolu mechaper alamezik ha-shoigig mechaper al-sham v'eshein ha-sham. If it's mechaper alamezik ha-shoigig, you would think it should be mechaper even for someone that doesn't do tshuva. Talmud loymer. Ach, it says, ach ba'osar lachidish ha-shvi yazeh yoyim ha-kippurim hu. Ach, what does that always mean? Chilek, it's always coming to be memait. Ach is a lashon miut, right? Es Hashem is always l'rabbis. Gam is l'rabbis. There's certain words that always mean riboy. There's certain words that always mean miut. Ach is always a lashon miut. So ach is saying that even though Yom Kippur is mechaper, but ach, not always. What's not mechaper? If somebody didn't do tshuva, he doesn't get kapar. So what's the bottom line? Vos state in Braisa. Braisa state that even though there would have been a havamina, ben benoy shall havamina, that Yom Kippur is mechaper even for someone that doesn't do tshuva. At the end of the day, it's not true. Yom Kippur, Dr. Bryce, is only mechaper for shofar, someone that does tshuva. And in that sense, it's just like a chatas v'ashem. Chatas v'ashem and mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper. These are different koichos and matonos that HaKadosh Baruch created in the Bria. They are mechaper. They can cleanse you from your spiritual dirt. They can make you clean. They give you tahira, they give you kapara, they give you ritzoi. Chatas va'asham only work if you do tshuva. Yom Kippur only works if you do tshuva. Says the Gemara. Well, my shavin v'she'en shavin. So we're getting excited and teaching the word shavin, but the Gemara is going to go through it first. And the Gemara says in real time. So what does it mean when we say that chatas va'asham is mechaper for shavin? You would have thought maybe Yom Kippur not. Kamash malon that Yom Kippur is only mechaper for shavin. Ilei m'shavin shoygig, loy shavin mezid. Is shavin and loy shavin shoygig versus mezid? And Ach is teaching me that just like chatas va'asham is only mechaper for shavin, so too Yom Kippur is also only mechaper for shavin, meaning it's only mechaper for shoygig. Haktani loya mamre bechatas va'asham. It just, you don't even have to go further than reading the Braisa to know that that's not true. Because the Braisa said that chatas va'ashon shogig amazed. What about shavim v'shein and shavim? So clearly they're not the same thing. Fine. Maybe you mean something else. Ula said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Ochal chelev. Someone ate chelev, a hirfish carbon, and he was mafresh or carbon. The hemer dasai, and then he became a mummer. So you have to know some kachim to learn this Gemara. The halacha is that a mummer can't bring a carbon. The halacha is once somebody can't bring a carbon, the carbon becomes, if he was mafresh or carbon, and now he can't, there's a psul. You'll never be able to bring this carbon. So if someone ate chelev, he's chayv to bring a chatos, and then he was mafresh a carbon, and then he became a mummer. So what does that mean in kachim terms and psuli, in the world of psuli amikdashim? Carbon's possible now. It's a psul dachoy. V'chazabai. Then he did tshuva. You know what? I'm going to keep Shabbos. I'm not a mummer anymore. So what's the halacha? Hayovin itche yitche. You can't bring the carbon. Why not? Because there's a psul dichoy. So maybe that's what shavin and ain shavin means. Meaning, maybe there's a halacha chatas va'asham works only for someone that's a shav, not someone that's a loy shav, in the sense that if a person was mafresh a carbon, he became a mummer, even if he did tshuva later, but he's considered a loy shav because of the psul dichoy. And it's with regards to that we have a nidin and a brai. So what about Yom Kippur? It won't be the case of Yom Kippur. It's not the same case. We're not dealing with a carbon. We're dealing with Yom Kippur. Someone did an Aveira. He was a mummer. Yom Kippur passed. He didn't do tshuva. And then afterwards, he did do tshuva. That's the parallel case. And the question is, what about the next Yom Kippur? If that's the case, then what's the brisa coming out? L'maisa ach chilek. That the second Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. So if this Yom Kippur didn't work, because for this Yom Kippur you were a mummer, so the next Yom Kippur is not going to work either. So the Gemara says, why should that be? Nei, the itchi carbon, gaver bar kaparu, you find the concept of absul dicha by karbonis. But you're going to tell me, ach, he like the takeaway from this Bryce is that if somebody messed up one Yom Kippur, he doesn't get the next Yom Kippur, can't be. Elo, shavin maybe means, do amai yichaper olai chatasi, she'en shavin, do amai loy techaper olai chatasi. Maybe shavin means with a person saying that I want the carbon to work, loy shavin means I don't want the carbon to work. And if that's the case, when it says achilek, if a person says loy techaper olai chatasi, Yom Kippur doesn't work. Shema minos, you see from here that if someone says loy techaper olai chatas va'ashem, it doesn't work because it only works for shavim, not for she'en and shavim. And the same is true for Yom Kippur. But the bottom line is, some first surprises. How could Rava have said that it does work? Right, Rava Amma Mechaperes, even if a person says, Lo Yischaper Lichatasi, here it's Mefurish that it doesn't work, Shema Minah. So what do you see from here? You see from here that Rava must have been Chayzer. But the bottom line is that you see from here that there's a concept of Yom Kippur doesn't always work. So Yom Kippur only works for someone that's Shav, which at this stage in the Gemara means, at the very least, he didn't say, Lo Yischaper Lichatasi. I'll ask you a Kasha Yoch, Lo Yischaper Mechaper Elam Mishin Asana, but Lo Yischaper Melacha Grem Yikru Kodesh. I would think Yom Kippur should only work for someone that fasts, someone that didn't do malacha, and someone who was mekayim, the pasuk of mikroi kodesh. Rashi says that means tefillah. What about someone who didn't do what he was supposed to do on Yom Kippur? Tamil Lemon says, Yom Kippurim, who mikal makoy? That even if you mechal Yom Kippur, still you get Yom Kippur. What's the kasha? Travayu stam sifrahu. They're both stam sifrah. Stam sifrah is Rabbi Yehuda, by the way. And if that's the case, kasha na'adadi, why don't you have a steer between the two brises? Here you have a brisa that says, achilek, that if a person says, loy techaper olai chatasi, a person is not shav, he's an inner shav in Yom Kippur, he's not going to get kaparo. And here you have a pasuk that says a person can eat Yom Kippur, he's doing malach on Yom Kippur, he doesn't go to shul for kol nidre, it doesn't matter. Still the halacha is, Yom HaKippurim hu, he's going to get kaparo. So Yom HaKippurim hu is mechaper, ach is memait. They're both within the realm of someone who's not observing Yom Kippur. So is Yom Kippur this absolute thing that it's always mechaper, or is it not some absolute? That's the Gemara's kasha. Amar Abayis, Abayis, Adlai Kasha, Har Rabbi Yehuda, Har Rabbi. You have to say it's really machlokes, even though they're both stam sefros. So it'd be geshmak to say that they're both Rabbi Yehuda, because stam sefros were ordinarily Rabbi Yehuda. Over here, you're going to have to say not. Tanya, we learned the price of Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi says, Kol Avayis, Shabbat Torah, Bein Asa, Tshuva, Bein Layasa, Tshuva, Yom Kippur, mechaper. Every Aver in the Torah, it doesn't matter if you do Tshuva, you don't do Tshuva, Yom Kippur's mechaper. Chutz, mi, Poyrik, Oil, Umegal upon about someone who's a Poyrik, means he's completely not observing Torah mitzvahs. He's a Megal upon about Torah. Rashi says like Menashe, meaning he does. He makes chizik of different things. Umefer bris basar. And he's made for bris milah. Shemasa tshuva yom kippur mechaper. Vim lav and yom kippur mechaper. Yom kippur is not going to be mechaper. Bottom line is there's a shittas rabbi. Rabbi holds you don't have to do tshuva in order for yom kippur to be mechaper. And the sugi is in the end of Masechta Yuma. Rabbi shita is referred to as itzumei shal yom mechaper. So in Rabbi's world, you talk you don't have to do tshuva. It's only in the chachamim's world that you do have to do tshuva. Rabbi Yehuda, that price is going according to the chachamim, and therefore at the end of the day, ach is Mema'ik, Rebbe's world, even if you don't. But even Rebbe, by the way, agrees there's three things that you don't get kapara for if you don't do tshuva. What are the big three, according to Rebbe? It's not Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raya, Shvi'ah Zlamim. What are they? It's Poyrik Oil, Megala Panim Batoira, Umefer Bris Bas. Rava says, Hava HaRebbe. Really, you can say that both prices are going according to Rebbe. Both prices are going according to Rebbe that holds Itzum Shal Yom is Vachapi. You don't really have to do tshuva. Moed Rebbe, the price that says that Achaz Amiot is referring to Averus Diyem Akipurim Gufe, the Loi Mechaper. The Averus of Yom Kippur itself are not Mechaper. Meaning, if a person's over the Yom Kippur Averus, there it says, that's the Martila, Tayyim Achid, you're not going to tell me that way. Karis Yom Kippur and the Rebbe, how is it ever possible to be Chayiv Karis for being over Yom Kippur? Kivan the Bechol Shaita Veshaita Mechaper, Hechim Ishkachaslo. Right? How's that physically ever going to be possible? How's it possible to ever be Yovin Yom Kippur? L'chayra, you're going to be Chayiv Karis? When did you do the Aveir on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur got you Kapar. But the Gemara says, my question, how do you know that? Dilma, the Avid Avid, the Kulei Laila. Maybe it's talking about someone who did work the whole night. He did Melacha the whole night. So he never had the day. Rebbe Shita is, Itzumei Shal Yoyim is Mechaper. Day. Has to be day, can't be night. And therefore, maybe that's where it's Negea. Someone, he violated Yom Kippur at night, and day never came. And as a result, but the Gemara said, and he died right before the sun rose. So he never had a day to be Mechaper. The Gemara says, Tenech Karis Delayl, Karis Melmehechem Eshkachasla. The Gemara in Yuma learns that a person's Chayiv Karis for doing Melacha even by Yoyim. So how's that possible? Because by Yoyim, you always have the Yuma. The Gemara says, my Kushya. The Gemara gives three examples how it could be possible. Maybe it's talking about that while he was eating, he choked on the food. So he literally died as he was eating. So there was never a moment when he wasn't eating, meaning Toivel v'sheretz biyadi, for sure is not going to work. So you need 1 second at least where the Yoyim could be Mechaper without doing the Aver. He didn't have that. He died while he was doing the Aver. He didn't have even that 1 second to be Mechaper. Inami, the Avid Avidita, Samad Cheshkiya Zachama. He was doing this thing right next, Samad Cheshkiya. Inami, Bahadi, the Avid Avidita, Paske Mora, Lesake, Umes. What happened was the Mora, the tool that he was using in the field, touched his sheik, and that caused him to die. Again, these are just hechatimses where maybe he didn't have time to get kapara. Exactly, excel. So regardless, before we go weiter and learn one more gemara, just one hara. So we started the daf with the chelbenah. The chelbenah was one of the yud aleph samamonim. It's even one of the four that I'm mentioning in the Teresh of Iksav. And in the gemara, it's mavur that the chelbenah was unique. What was unique about the Chelbana is that it was Recha Ra. I mean, the whole idea of the Ketoris is to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu something that smells good. The Chelbana, counterintuitively, was one of the Samamanim, despite the fact that it was Recha Ra. And the Gemara learned the Musar from the fact that we include in the Samamani Ketoris something that was Recha Ra. Amar Rab Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rab Shimon Chasido. We see from here that Kol Tainis She'ein Ba Mi Poishe Yisrael Eino Tainis Shari Chelbana Recha Ra Umana HaKosov Im Samamani Ketoris. So you see from here the value that even the Poishe Yisrael have. That when we talk about Klai Yisrael, it doesn't just mean the Chashuvim. It doesn't just mean the Tzadikim. But we talk about Klai Yisrael, every single yid is included. And even the Poishe Yisrael, Where do you see that? From the Ketores, because the Ketores included in it the Chelbana. Abayi said that I learned that from somewhere else. The Pasuk says, Va'agudosoi al Eretz Yesoda. And you see from here that when is it al Eretz Yesoda? When is HaKadosh Baruch whose kingdom established? It's Va'agudosoi. When Klai Yisrael is together, when we're Ba'achtos, it's only then that it's going to be al Eretz Yesoda. That's interesting. Rashi in Parshas V'zois HaBracha. So the Pasuk says, Vayihi Bishurin Melech B'Aseif Rosheyam Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. Rashi says, Vayihi Bishurin Melech B'Aseif Rosheyam Dover Acher B'Aseif B'Asfam Yachad Ba'aguda Achas V'Sholem Beinei. Listen to this. Vayihi Bishurin Melech. When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech? B'Aseif Rosheyam. This as from Yachad Baguda Achas, the Sholim Beinayim, who Malka. It's only then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Melech. V'loikas sheyesh machloikas beinayim. But when there's machloikas between Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not our Melech. This is a Rashi and Chumash. Vayihi Bishurin Melech. When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech? This asef Rosh Hayom. When there's Achdus. So when Klal Yisrael is Ba'achdus, Rashi's Lashon is, when we're Ba'aguda Achas, V'sholim b'neim, who Malcolm? Then Hashem says, I'm your king. But v'loy k'sheyesh machloikis, if you're b'machloikis, I'm not your king. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our melech, right? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sure, I am your melech, but I'm only, there's a condition. I'm not always your king. I'm only your melech. You can come to me as your king only if you can check off this box. Are you ba'achdos? So if Klai Yisrael is ba'achdos, it's b'saseif roshayom yachad shifti Yisrael. Only then is HaKadosh Baruch Hu our melech. But otherwise, says Hashem, I'm not your melech. Vayihi bishurim melech, only b'saseif roshayom. So it's interesting that we know that we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avinu Malkeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our melech. Right now, we're in the spirit. Chodesh Elul, so we're coming out to the season of Avinu Malkeinu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malkeinu, is Hashem our melech? It really depends. Not necessarily. Vayihi bishurin melech when? B'esaseif Rosh Hayom. When we're ba'agud ha'achas, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our melech. You know, to do it, the Rambam, in Perik Yud, Hilchas Matnes Aniyim, so the Rambam gives a Musa Shmuz about the mitzvah of tzedakah. And it's a beautiful Rambam. It's in Yad Chazaka. It's the beginning of Perik Yud, Hilchas Matnes Aniyim. And Toich Dvar of the Rambam says as follows: Kol Yisrael va'anilva aleim ka'achim him. All Yidden, even Gerim, are brothers. Shenemar bonim atam l'Hashem alekeichem. Says Ram, how do I know that? How do I know that two Jews are brothers? They're not biological brothers. How do I know the brothers? It's pashut. It's back of the envelope arithmetic. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu referred to Klal Yisrael as bonim atam l'Hashem alekeichem. We're all sons of Hashem. If we're all sons of Hashem, then by definition we're brothers. Right? What makes two people brothers or sisters? It's the fact that they share parents. So if we're all bonim l'Hashem alekeichem, says the Rambam, very gishmak, by definition that means we're brothers. And says the Rambam, Lo yirachim ha'ach al ochiv mi yirachim olav. If a person's not going to have rachmanis on his brother, who is going to have rachmanis on him? So says the Rambam in his Musar Shmuz that you have to give Musar and you have to realize that this person is, he's your brother. How do I know he's your brother? Because you're all bonim atam l'Hashem alekeichem. It's interesting. That means that the idea of Avinu is also somehow related to the Achdus with Klal Yisrael. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Avinu, Hashem, you're our father. Really? Do you treat another Jew as your brother? I mean, if Hashem is your father, that means he's your brother. Says the Rambam, in Lo Yirachim Ha'och Alof, Mi Yirachim Olof. I don't know, I'm not sure. But either way, in the spirit of the season of Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu means that we're all brothers. Malkeinu is Vayir. Bishurun Melech, when is it? B'saseif Rosh Hayom. So the idea of Malchius, which is the whole Rosh Hashanah, Malkeinu is the Chmalchius, that's the whole Avodah, is an Avodah of Malkeinu. There's a tremendous tie to Rashi and Chumash. Vayihi Bishurun Melech, when is it? B'saseif Rosh Hayom. And Rashi says, Baguda Achas. And what does Baguda Achas mean? That we have a Mefurish Gemara. I mean, this is basic Cheshman. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Krisus Davavam and Beis. Vagudase Aleret Yisoda, that's the Chelbono. That means Kol Tainish Eimba Mipoish Yisrael. It means every Yid has to be ba'achdos, but either way, maybe that's the Avinu Malkeinu perhaps needs to be predicated by a sense of Avinu That means we're brothers. And Malkeinu is only Be'ezaseh Vrashim. Just one ha'ara. You know, the Rambam over here, Teich Dvarav, says, Ve'en Yisrael Negalim Ela B'schus HaTztaka. She'nem Ratzim B'mishpati Padav V'shabev L'tztaka. So I was thinking, could be, it's very posh. It's Yidua that the Vilna Gaon says that when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, we didn't just lose the Amud of Avodah, we lost the Amud of Torah as well. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Ashloish Dvar Ma'olam Oymed, Ala Torah, V'ala Avodah, V'al Gmilas Chasadim. Right? So all Avodah Hashem can be broken into three parts. If Torah, you have Avodah, and you have Gemilas Chasadim. A real Avodah is the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So today we have Tefillah, which is Avodah Shebelev, but it's really a mashal of the real Avodah. The real Avodah is the Avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. We lost that when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. Torah, says the Vilna Gaon, was also lost when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. Because the Pasuk says, in Eicha Malka V'Sorea Bagoyim, in Torah. And when the Yidu went to Golos, and when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, on some level we lost the Torah. The Gaon says, that's why we say in Shemayin Esrei, She'yibana Beis HaMikdash b'mheira b'yameinu, v'sein chalkeinu b'sorei secha. She'yibana Beis HaMikdash b'mheira b'yameinu, we'll be able to bring a chata shmeina. She'yibana Beis HaMikdash b'mheira b'yameinu, v'sein chalkeinu b'sorei secha. What does it have to do with v'sein chalkeinu b'sorei secha? Says the Gaon, because Malka v'sorei b'goyim ain't Torah. And when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be returned, that's when we're going to get Torah again. So if that's the case, when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, said the Gaon, we lost Amud of Avodah, and we lost the Amud of Torah. The only Amud that we have as a nation today, the Shlemus, we have it today the same way we had it when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the same way we had it in the times of Avraham Avinu, is the Amud of Chesed. That's the only Amud. Avodah, you can't do Avodah in a perfect sense. We don't have Kayanim Bavidasim, Ulevim, Bashirim, Uvazimram. We don't have that. You can't do Torah in the perfect sense. Malka V'Sareh Bagoyim ain't Torah. We don't have that anymore. What we have is Chesed. That's the only thing we have. And if that's the only thing we have, that's the one Amud that we could still be Mekayim. Little on the theme of Achdus. Either way, a little more Gemara, and we'll see what we do with the raid. Either way, the Chachamim Oimrim, Af HaMegadev. So the Chachamim says that if someone is Megadev, he doesn't bring a carbon Chatas. Right? The Mishnah said that Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, there's no Ashim Talui. The Chachamim Oimrim, Af HaMegadev. Even a Megadev, what does it mean, Af HaMegadev? Being that he's Eimei Oysa Maisa, so it's for that reason the Megadev doesn't have a Chiyuv. It's for that reason the Megadev doesn't bring a Karban Chatas. Says the Gemara, my Af HaMegadev. The Mishnah didn't mention anyone else that doesn't bring a Karban Chatas. The Mishnah mentioned Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav that doesn't bring a Nashim Talui, but it didn't mention anyone that doesn't bring a Karban Chatas. So the Gemara says, Rabbanon Shomali Rabbi Akiva, the Tani Ba'al Evelo Yitani Yudai. The Mishnah mentioned Oiv as one of the Chavi Krisos. It didn't mention Yudaini. Now, the Gemara discusses Reni and Daf Gimel, and really, Oiv and Yudaini both have Karas. The difference is that Rabbi Akiva, who is the Tana of the Mishnah, as was Mavor and Daf Gimel on the base, held that you only bring a Chatas if you do Oiv B'Shaigik, not if you do Yudaini B'Shaigik. The difference is, they were both involved bringing down spirits of the dead and communicating with them, but Oiv involved a Maisa, Yudaini didn't involve a Maisa. And Rabbi Akiva Shita was, that being that Yudaini doesn't involve a Maisa, it's for that reason you're not going to bring a Karban Chatas. So Amrulei, the Chachamim told Rabbi Akiva, Maishna, the Lei Maisi Karban, Less Bei Maisa. You, Rabbi Akiva, are the Tana of the Mishnah. You mentioned Oiv. You didn't mention Yudaini. Why not? Because Yudaini doesn't involve a Maisa. But God, if Nami, Less Bei Maisa. That's the Af. The Af is going not on something that was mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah, but something that was implied from the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned Oiv, it didn't mention Yudaini. There's a diuk in the Mishnah that if Avera doesn't involve a Maisa, you don't bring a Chatas when you do a Peshoigig. What's the diuk? Oiv and not Yudaini? On that, the Chachamim added, and they said, Af Megadif. Tanu Rabbanu, Megadif, maybe Karbin, Hayuv and Karas. The Brisus gives a reason. The Rabbi Akiva, meaning Rabbi Akiva, we just said is the Tana of the Mishnah, and Rabbi Akiva was medayik. He said Oiv, not Yudaini. Clearly, because if you don't do a Maisa, you don't make a Karban Chatas. He holds Megadef. Yeah, the Chachamim said Af Megadef. So why does Rabbi Akiva say not that way? He said this Brisa addresses that. He says because it says Karis, and it's for that reason you bring a Karban Chatas. Va'omer. Additionally, the pasuk says Cheto Yisa, and being that it says Cheto Yisa, that's another reason that you bring a carbon chatas from a god. The Gemara is going to explain. It says, "Klolohud kolheichad chesiv karis maisi carbon." Is that true? What, just because it's karis, megadev? Just because it's karis, pesach hamila chesiv karis like maisi carbon, pesach hamila. Let's start there. The Gemara says, "Hachi carbon." Let's explain what Rabbi Akiva meant. Megadev may be carbon. Hoyel v'nemar by karis b'makim carbon. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. You know what the pasuk says? The word megadev. It says it in Parsha Shlach. the end of Parsha Shlach. The end of Parsha Shlach is the Parsha that teaches us the laws of Chatas. In Parsha Vayikra, the Torah says anyone that doesn't have a B'shoyig has to bring a Karban Chatas. But Parsha Shlach clarifies it. Parsha Shlach says that the only time you do that is if you were over an Avera that's similar to Avodah Zarah, which is an Avera she's doine kars. It's in that context that the Torah mentions the Megadeth. So Rabbi Akiva said that being the Torah wrote Megadeth in the Parsha of Chatos, it must be coming to teach me something. The limud is that even though Megadeth doesn't involve a Maisa, but at the same time, you're still going to have to bring a Karban Chatos. Kasavar, migu the mikht of Karis ba'alma, the cost of Karis, b'makim Karban, shma mina, Maisi Karban. V'oimer, Rabbi Akiva brought a second drasha. He said that it says, cheto yisa ha'ishahu. That pasuk is mentioned by Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Asan the Rabbana, Vachikam, Rabbi Akiva the Rabbana. This is the context. Megadef lesbe maiso, mao megadech, mevarech es Hashem. Right, the Chachamim told Rabbi Akiva, Megadef brings a chatas, lechayra, it doesn't involve a maiso, elokoris, the kosiv, lemai asa. So Rabbi Akiva responded in his second teretz, he says, now I know that Megadef brings the chatas, even though it doesn't involve a maaser, because otherwise, why did the Torah even have to mention that you get chorus by Megadif? They said, what do you mean? Amrulay, they told him, liten chorus lemekalol. You need it. And that Rabbi Akiva responded, you have to know where to put the commas here, dechzib bemekalol venosa chetoy, uksib bepesach sheni chetoy yisa, malahalan chorus, afkan chorus. I didn't need a pasuk of Megadif chorus to tell me that you get chorus. I could have learned that from Pesach Sheni with Xer Shav. So why did the Torah write it? To teach me, not chorus, but to teach me chatas. The bottom line is that we have two mekoyres to Rabbi Akiva Shita that Megadeth, even though it doesn't involve a maisa, still you're bringing chatas. Either it's because the Torah wrote the parish of chorus by Megadeth in the parish of chatas, or it's the fact that the Torah even had to tell me that you have chorus, because really the Torah should not have had to tell it to me. Why not? Because I would have known it without the Torah mentioning. Tana Rabbanon, Es Hashem Hu Megadeth, Isa Ben Yehuda Omer. What does it mean? Es Hashem Hu Megadeth. So what's the definition of a Megadeth? Isa Ben Yehuda said, it's Ka'adam Omer L'Chaveroi Geirafta Haka'ara V'Chisarta. Rashi says, the Dalet and the Resh flip. So it's Megadeth, it's really Megareth. Geirafta means to clean. To... says the Gemara, and it's a mashal. The mashal is that a person who's Megadeth as Hashem is like someone who cleans a plate, and he's even mechaser, even takes a bite out of the plate itself. Gesavim Megadeth Mevarech Hashem. He's when Yudah holds that a Megadeth is a Mevarech Hashem. He's being Mekalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's for that reason when someone's Mevarech Hashem, not only is he emptying the plate, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's even taking a bite out of the plate. It's considered very, very bad. Megadeth is true. It's Dalet and Reish flip. But it just says Megareth. Geirafta. It doesn't say anything about Chisarta. The contrary, I think it's Loichisarta. Gesorif Megadeth Haino Oved Avodah Zarah. Believe it or not, Oved Avodah Zarah is considered less than Bimavarech Es Hashem. Mavarech Es Hashem is more chomer than Oved Avodah Zarah. Tanya Idoch Es Hashem Hu Megadeth. So this is literally the opposite of Es Hashem Hu Kechotira. This is Es Hashem Hu Megadeth. That's Rav Lozman Azari Lushitase to the previous price of Chachamim Oimrim Laibah Kosev Alitin Koris LeMevarech Es Hashem. That it's referring to is not someone that's Oved Avodah Zarah, but rather it's referring to someone that's Mevarech Es Hashem. So the last 2 days we spoke a lot about the Ketores, the idea of the Ketores, and the truth is that the Ketores had many, many schoolas associated with it. Number one, we know that there was no Kohen that was allowed to do the Ketores twice. Why not? Because the Ketores was a school of Ashiras. We wanted to give people an opportunity to become an Oisha. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, so initially the Malachim were fighting with him and they didn't want him to take the Torah down. Eventually they came around him. Now that they came around him, they gave him matanas. And the Gemara says that even the Malach HaMavis gave Moshe Rabbeinu a matana. What was the matana that the Malach HaMavis gave Moshe Rabbeinu? He told him a secret. Rashi quotes it in Parshas Korach. He told him that if there's ever a Magefa and you want to stop the Magefa, you know, you stop the Magefa. You stop it by being Makhtik Torah. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu knew in Parshas Ketorach. After the Yidden complained to Hashem, after the story of Korach. This was after the story of Korach, where Adas Korach was swallowed into the ground. And they came, Hamitam Esam Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do. There was a Magefa, and he brings Ketores Vatiyot Esam Magefa. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know what to do? Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Rashi quotes it in Chumash. This was the gift that the Malach HaMavis told him, that Ketores has an ability to stop Magefa. The special avoida that was done in Yom Kippur, lefnai v'lefnim, was k'tayrus. There was rikas that were done lefnai v'lefnim by the kohen gadol in Yom Kippur. There was also k'tayrus. The k'tayrus was mechaper for what? The Gemara says for the avoid of lashon hara. So k'tayrus is big. It's a school of hashirus. It's a school of gezunt. It takes away lashon hara, which is the Achilles heel of Klal Yisrael. It was brought in the kodesh hakodashim on the one day that the kohen gadol every year would enter the kodesh hakodashim. That's the k'tayrus. We know the Gemara says at the end of Masechtas Menaches, kol oisik b'tayrus oila. And at first glance, you would think, it would reason, that if someone's oisik b'toyres ak-toyres, it's kehilu hikter k'toyres. And it's for that reason, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that there are people that have the minhag, that they say pitam ak-toyres every day. And the reason they say pitam ak-toyres every day is because by saying the parish of k'toyres, it's ke'ilu hikta k'toyres. And k'toyres is a school of gezunt, it's a school of a parnasa, there's tremendous schoolois that are associated with saying k'toyres. And it's for that reason there are people say that say k'toyres. Stating that, Ramah says that it's not so posh. He says like this, v'yesha kasva, there are those that say, li'zor loymer pitam k'toyres mitaych haksav, that if you're going to say pitam k'toyres, that's fine. But say mitaych haksav, in a veinik. V'loy bal peh. Don't say it oisavenik. Why? Mishum sha'amira b'makam ha'aktara. Because saying it is like bringing it. That's why you're saying it. V'chayshinan shem yedalik. And we're concerned that you may skip a word. V'amrinan, Chazal say, shu chayiv miso m'chis ha'achas misamim manel. So what if somebody's going through Peter Maktaris and he skips one of the samim manel? M'chis ha'achas m'chol samim manel, chayiv miso. So he says that there are some people that they're very careful. They say it, but they say it mitaych haksav. Says Ramah, v'lochein. And the emes is for this reason, nag with the minig is shloy la'imr b'chal. The minig is not to say it during the week at all. Shem emar l'malachtam, because people are usually running during the week, they don't have time. V'chayshinan shem yedalik, and we're afraid that they may skip. On Shabbos and Yontif, people are more doing, where you're running. So for that reason, there it's okay. But during the week where people are running, the minhag is not to say. Now we know there's two minhagim in Klal Yisrael, and in this Ramah, you see the two minhagim. The Magen Avraham is very mairich on this Ramah. And he brings that the Beis Yosef already asked kashas on this Ramah, on this Shita. One of the kashas that the Beis Yosef asks is that it's true, M'chisa achas m'kol samim manah chayim miso. That's true, but that's if someone's makd the k'tayrus. So if you're makd the k'tayrus and you left out the chelmana or the tsari or the tzipayrin, you left out one of the samim manah over there, you're going to be chayim, but you're not really being makd it. Right? Let's be honest. You're just saying it. This is M'chisa achas m'kol, this is one of the many kashas that the Beis Yosef asks when we, in our akdama, to Seder Kachim, Zvachim Daf Beis, we said that perhaps the machloikis between these two days, Ashkenaz Svard, yes say Pita Makhtaris, or not say Pita Makhtaris, maybe what it's totally in is every time you find in Shas Ke'ilu, Kalamagadu Yosef Yisayim B'tech Beis and Malol of Akos of Ke'ilu Yodi. Is it mamish like the real thing, or is it not mamish the real thing? If it's mamish like the real thing, then okay, maybe Yimchisa Achas we call Samim Manel, Chayim Misa. If it's not mamish the real thing, then we said it's the Chachm Shlomi and Ebenezer Chelik, Gai Simen Aleph, and we have many Mar Makoyim is fair, right? Someone Makayim, the Mitzvah Puravu, if he teaches somebody Torah, if he's Magadu Yosef Yisayim B'tech Beis, it says Ke'ilu Yodi. If Ke'ilu is mamish Ke'ilu Yodi, maybe you're Makayim the Mitzvah. If it's not Ke'ilu Yodi, maybe it's not. We've had many Mar Makoyim for this throughout the years, the Inkan Mekoimoy Laharich. But I just want to say two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, my brother Moshe asked me a bomb kasha, and that is this idea that if somebody says Pita Makhtoris, it's as if he was Makhtir the Khtoris. It's a chiddush, right? I mean, all you're doing is you're saying Pita Makhtoris. Not for us, that if you say it, it's as if you actually did it. You would think that that's only true if you get it right. So if somebody says Pita Makhtoris, he did it properly. So now it's nischadish that you said the parish of k'toyres uneshalma parim svaseinu. So now it's going to be ki'ilu hikta k'toyres. If you said the parish of the k'toyres and you missed out one of the samamonim, then you didn't say the parish of k'toyres. You didn't get the school of hashiras either, right? You tried, right? It was a good attempt, but it was a failed attempt. You ended up missing. So vas pas sezogim chisa achas mikol samamoneo on the neshalma parim svaseinu. If you makter the k'toyres, you were makter it. The haktara was a real haktara. It wasn't a ki'ilu diga haktara. It was a real haktara. So if you were makdara and you were chaser, so it was a mechiza achas mikol samimoneo, chay misa. But over here you weren't really makdara. It's only the ki'ilu. But what triggers the ki'ilu? The fact that you read the parish of k'tayres. But you didn't read the parish of k'tayres. So if you didn't read the parish of k'tayres, what gives it a chashivos of parish of k'tayres
that we should say Mchisa Achas Mikol Sam Moneh Chayv Misa, a festa, or Yesh Liyashu, but it's a festa. That's the first Torah. The second Torah is that people that do say Pita Maktoiris on Shabbos, when everybody says it, you preface it with Enkalikeno, Enkadeinenu, right? You preface it with Enkalikeno. What does Enkalikeno have to do with Pita Maktoiris? You ever wonder? What does Enkalikeno, Enkadeinenu, Enkamakeno, what does it have to do with Pita Maktoiris? It's not part of the Ktoiris. After that, you're going to have the whole parasha of Torahs. What does it have to do with the Pita Maktoris? You know what asks this kasha? The Noida B'Yehuda in a tshuva, believe it or not. This is a child's tshuva, it's Noida B'Yehuda, it's an Erechayim Simen Yod. The Noida B'Yehuda discusses, what does Enkele Keno have to do with Pita Maktoris? And he says a Dovah Nifla. He says, because we know Pita Maktoris is a school of Ashiras. And if a person says Pita Maktoris, Unasham B'Params Faseno, he may actually become wealthy. And when a person becomes wealthy, Ashkiris, we know, the Torah says, V'rom levachko, v'shachachtas Hashem alekecho, it's always very, very dangerous and a person starting to think, koichi va'itzim yadi, asaliyas achayil hazeh, zokhtin ayit b'yehuda. It's for that reason Chazal said that before you say Pita Maktoris, you need to learn a little Musar. We need to inculcate this idea in your mind. Enkalikeno, enkadineno, enkamalkeno, enkamashienu, michalikeno, noidalikeno, baruch. That we need to first remember enoid movadi, that everything comes from the Eibishter. Yetz kenst dever nagvir. But before that, it's a little too dangerous. It's scary because koichi vaitzim yodi also li asachay lazeh. So says the Noida B'Yehuda, not in Drashas Hatzlach. Says the Noida B'Yehuda in Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda Rechayim Simen Yod that. Being that this school is so potent, it's so real, you have to preface it with a musashmu so that a person doesn't come to koichi va'itzim yadi asali asachai.